Yeah. But anyway, this old man and swine, they called some of them swine, you know. And that was just, that's the name of the hogs. Whether there's that stock or not, everybody said, you seen some hogs, yonder's your swine, or yonder's your buster, yonder's your razorback. Yeah, something like that, you know. They just call them that. Everybody called them razorbacks.
Were they wild hogs?
No,
no, they just called them razorbacks, but they was wild hogs.
No, yeah, yeah, they was. But this fella owned these hogs that I was telling you about, I'm fixing to tell you about. He could write poetry, this old man could. And whenever you had a hog or a cow or a mule or anything got killed out there on the railroad, they had these depot agents in Tuscaloosa and pretty good sized towns. You had to turn that into the stock, what they call the stock claim agent. That was his job, step in and just tend to that kind of business. Folks have mules, anything got killed on the railroad. And this old man, they called him stock claim agents, what looked at you that, you know. And you, with your horse or mule, and anything got killed, you just ride it down and Chad bail it to him up there with the hog or whatever it was. And this old man could write poetry and make things rhyme off, you know. And he decided he'd have some fun out of that stock claim agent up there. And the number of this train that killed his hog was 29. That's the number of the train. And he called him swine and razorback. And he wrote him, yes sir, my razorback stole down your track 2 weeks ago today. Your 29 came down the line and sniffed his life away. And so my fault, so my friend, it's not my fault that he slipped through your stockyard gate. So please pen me a check for 10. The debt is already late. And signed it.
No, man.
And I want to tell you then what, you didn't know that stock claim agent could write poetry too. Mm-hmm. The stock claim agent wrote back to him and he said, our 29 went down the line and killed your swine, we know. But razorbacks on railroad tracks very often come to woe. And so, my friend, we cannot pen the check for which you find. So just plant the dead and place over his head, there lays an old man's swine. I didn't make nothing off of him, did you?
It sure did. Was the railroad liable for if you ran over the stock like that? Well, did it have to pay? Did they have to pay?
Yeah, they paid for it.
They had to pay for it. Sure. You had a cow killed, didn't you, one time? Didn't you?
Yeah, but that was way later on. I was just a kid when this happened. I hear about it. But I had a cow get killed one time, and the section foreman, the cow got out of the pasture. That was after all this free range business. Had to keep it. Pasture was a fence. And this cow got out one Sunday night. They had a track walk. Walked the railroad every Sunday to see if, you know, broke away or anything. One of the sections done that every Sunday. One this Sunday and one the next. They go all the way around it all day. Walk the track. And I was living as close to the railroad as from here to the highway on it. And this boy was walking the track on Sunday. He went down this where he was supposed to go and come back and come in the house. And Pop comes out and knocks the door. And I went to the door and he said, I'm sorry to tell you, Mr. Sheridan, but your cow got killed last night on the railroad out there. I thought I'd come by here and tell you. And Mr. Don Lucas was section foreman. He said, we'll be down this way tomorrow, and you can turn this cow in. You can turn it in to the section foreman, you know, and they'd turn it in to the stock claim agent. Well, Mr. Lucas came by there the next morning and stopped.